Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Psalm 25, verses 1 through 14. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to 25 by Red Rocks Worship. A relaxing guitar motif provides a canvas for the harmonies and vocal blending that combine to make a calming palette. The ease and smoothness of the vocal lines emphasize the perfect rest that can be found when we put our soul's trust in the Lord, as evidenced in Psalm 25.
You. Psalm 25, verses 1 through 14. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right, and teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my guilt, for it is great. Who is the man who fears the Lord? Him will he instruct in the way that he should choose. His soul shall abide in well-being, and his offspring shall inherit the land. The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he makes known to them his covenant. Something that my wife Katie has teased me about since we got married is what she calls my vacation persona. Yes, apparently there is a persona. When we get away, especially when we go someplace relaxing, I become what she calls vacation Nick. All the tension leaves my neck and shoulders. My eyes become brighter. My smile becomes goofier. She insists that all of these are good things, but none of them are lasting. Unfortunately, we can't live on vacation. This is not a state in which we can abide. This psalm, however, tells us that we can, according to verse 13, abide in well-being. Well-being does not mean vacation. No. Instead, the Hebrew word means pleasant, delightful, glad, or joyful. And we're told here that we can abide in that state. The word abide here literally means to spend the night sleeping. It's used, for example, in Genesis 19:2 to speak of Lot spending the night in Sodom. And what is the key? Verse 12, fearing the Lord. Those who fear the Lord, who love him, who seek to follow his commands, can abide in well-being. Now, does that mean that we won't face hardships? Absolutely not. In this psalm, David recounts various adversities, such as enemies, need of guidance, loneliness, and guilt. He has hardships. We too have hardships. But what does he do with his difficult circumstances? How does he handle them? Notice that he does not apply a different answer to each adversity. Instead, he turns to one source of healing for all of these diverse pains. He turns to God. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul, he writes in verse 1. And in verse 20, he says, I take refuge in you. He does not address adversity with a prayer for better circumstances. Instead, he casts himself on God. When life is overwhelming, when it seems as though the bottom is going to fall out, this is where Scripture leads us, to our loving Father. We do not achieve internal calm by securing external calm. Instead, we find internal calm. We abide in well-being when we look to God. Close now with this prayer from Gregory of Nazianzus. I am spent, O my Christ, breath of my life. Perpetual stress and surge and league together make long, O long, this life, this business of living. Grappling with foes within and foes without, my soul has lost its beauty, blurred your image. Did ever oak such buffeting from winds or ship receive from waves as I do now? Labor to labor, task succeeds to task. Friendship has bowed and illness wasted me. Do not forsake me, my strength, I beseech you. When the storms beat hard, I may have betrayed you, but let me return to you now. Amen.